You are listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, bonus episode number 4. How many discrepancies are too many? While doing research, I come across stories that look good on the surface but often fall apart. We'll take a look at that. This bonus episode of the Primitive Intelligence Podcast starts now. We've done a lot of talk of Bigfoot and things like that on the Primitive Intelligence Podcast. Too many to pull clips for and talk about. We've done some this year and in previous seasons. But sometimes these stories, although they sound fascinating, when you really look at the details, they start to fall apart. I'm going to pull one example from right here in Pennsylvania that I found on a MyMaps Bigfoot encounter website that shows pins of all the different encounters across Pennsylvania. So let's take a look at the talking points of this report. In the late 80s to mid-90s, an unnamed truck driver was working for a company in Allentown, Pennsylvania, transporting jet engine parts from Philadelphia, PA to Connecticut. His return route was Interstate 84 through Connecticut and York into Pennsylvania, and then taking Route 209 south to Stroudsburg before going back to Allentown. Just before the Gulf War, which started in April of 1990, he had an encounter on Route 209 near the toll booth at Tox Island Dam State Park. A CB conversation with another truck driver named Dave warned him of figures near the Creek Bridge. As he approached the bridge, he saw three large figures walking on the deserted road. The creatures were 8 foot, 7 foot, and 5 feet tall. They were dark. Two of them had red eye shine. One had yellow eye shine. They had Neanderthal-like faces, no visible necks, long arms, and massive builds. The figures crossed the road and vanished into a nearby field, emitting a foul smell. Now, the driver was paralyzed with fear, and he was stopped in the middle of the road. He had to start moving again, only because there was oncoming traffic. Later conversations with the other driver, named Dave, revealed that he had seen these creatures before, never in a group. He would always see them by themselves, seemingly confirming the presence of encounters in the area. The incident location coincides with a previous possible Class B encounter that the original unnamed driver had in 1984 on the other side of the Delaware River, on the New Jersey side. Now, a Class B encounter means that they found evidence of Bigfoot, didn't see the creature itself. Now, the story sounds great. I mean, it's a great report. But let's look at the information. Here's some things that could or could possibly be correct. It is possible that there could have been a company transporting jet engine parts from Philadelphia to Connecticut. I didn't go through and look all that up. It's possible. Interstate 84 does run through Connecticut, New York, and Pennsylvania. Tox Island is in that general area along Route 209. And Route 209 does go to Stroudsburg. And here's where the discrepancies start. It's never stated what kind of truck is used, but up until 2022, commercial vehicles of any type were banned from that part of 209. This would make using Route 209 a really bad choice for a trucking company or a driver. It would make more sense to use Route 206 in New Jersey if you were going to come that way. But if you're coming from Connecticut, you would probably use 84 to 87 around to Interstate 80. And then over to Stroudsburg. You wouldn't go that far. And there's a good reason for that. And it ties into this next part. Tox Island Dam is not now, nor has it ever been, a state park for Pennsylvania or New Jersey. In fact, there are no state parks in PA or New Jersey along that part of the Delaware River. The closest is in New Jersey. It's High Point State Park. It's at the very northern end, and it's 6 miles east of the Pennsylvania-New Jersey border, which is the Delaware River. You wouldn't get that confused with a state park in PA. Now, here's why they wouldn't risk using this route. Route 209 does, however, go through the Upper Delaware Scenic and Recreational River area, which is a part of the National Park Service. A trucking company or a driver would not risk a violation in there. Licenses would be lost. The, quote, toll booth is on Route 209. It is like a check-in station for the National Recreation Area. It hasn't been used in years, although it may be again at some point, but it's still there. But it's almost 25 miles north of Tox Island Dam, which is a conservation area. Tox Island is almost 3 miles from Route 209, and a river can't be seen from 209 at that point. It's way down at the southern end of the recreation area. The only bridge nearby the Tox Island area and to the south, according to how his story reads, isn't exactly in the remote area. It may be a half mile, little swath of land, but it's surrounded by houses, commercial businesses, golf courses, and hospitals. Not somewhere you would expect to see Bigfoot. And if you did, you'd see a lot more reports of it. Closer north to where the toll booth is, there is one bridge on a turn, but there's no fields close enough to make it a perfect match. There are fields in the area, and I know exactly where those fields are, but they're not near this bridge. It's a really interesting story, but as they say, the devil's in the details. Just because a report sounds promising doesn't mean that it's correct. This seems like someone looked at a map, tried to figure out what would be the best route to get through a fairly remote area, made up a story, but never checked on the details, such as you would never be driving a commercial truck at any time of day through that area. Hope you guys enjoyed this bonus episode of the podcast. As always, if you have any questions or comments, you can reach us at podcast@primitiveintelligence.com. That's going to do it for me. See ya.